Last week we looked a little bit at Romans chapter 3 and the amazing salvation that we enjoy, the righteousness of Christ that covers us, righteousness of God manifested apart from the law, righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. Propitiation, an appeasement of the wrath of God against my sin. A gift, freely, graciously given to a sinner. We looked at Romans chapter 1, chapter 2, the beginning of chapter 3, all establishing, I'm guilty. I deserve hell. I have transgressed, I've violated the good decrees of the greatest King there is, who does nothing other than for my good. And I've spat in His face, and all of us, says, whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. Our mouths are silenced. We are accountable to God. We've sinned. We've done what's evil in His sight. We deserve justice. And yet the good news is we get grace. We get a gift we don't deserve. And verse 27, Romans 3:27 says, in response to this salvation that is freely, graciously, undeservedly, unmerited, given to us, says, then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. It is excluded. You see, our mouths have been stopped. We recognize what I deserve, I don't want. What I have earned, what I have merited, that is an eternity separated from a good, loving, holy, righteous God. I don't want what I deserve. So my mouth has stopped. Where is boasting? It is excluded. What can I take credit for? Well, everything I deserve I can take credit for, and I don't want any of that. So where is my boasting? It is excluded. You see how beautiful that is? Do you see what a treasure it is to be humbled to the point where I have nothing that I can take credit for? Nothing at all. I can't take credit. I can't boast. I can't claim anything above anyone else. At the foot of the cross, we're all condemned sinners that have been freely given an amazing gift. And the beautiful thing about this, boasting is excluded, and what that means for me is I did nothing to deserve it. I can do nothing to mess it up. Because if it were up to me to hold on to my salvation, to maintain some level of standard where God is going to be gracious to me, I might as well quit. So I'll never make it. I might do really well for 364 and three quarters days. Is that one quarter of a day that, if it's up to me, I'll blow it. Where is boasting? It's excluded because it's not up to me. What a beautiful thing the gospel is. It is a finished work. It is a gift that has been fully purchased. and freely given. Nothing I can do. Nothing I can do to maintain that gift. I receive it humbly. It's given to me. Salvation is all a gift. It's all of grace. It excludes my boasting. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No. It has nothing to do with me. But by a law of faith, simply depending on the work of another. It's not what I do, it's what he did, and I rely on that. That's what faith is. I lean into that. I fall on that. By the law of faith, for we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. What a treasure we have. What a gift we have been given. What a gift to enjoy. And this is the heart of the Father. He's a Father who loves to give good gifts to His children. And nothing pleases him more than when we take the gift and treasure the gift and enjoy the gift. We don't set the gift down and say, thanks, I'm going to go mow the lawn now because that's a great gift and I want to... No. Stop. Don't try to take credit. Simply enjoy the gift. Play with the gift. Delight in the gift. And the Father looks down and says, yeah, I bought that. Your lawn mowing, your good works, they can't attempt to pay me back. This gift is infinitely valuable. Your works do nothing but insult me. Freely given. Enjoy the gift. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We have bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken for you. Juice reminds us of His blood spilled to pay that price in full, to wash away your sins. Today, delight in, treasure, enjoy the free gift that you've been graciously given. If today you're in a place where you might say, I don't know if I'm forgiven yet. I don't know if that applies to me. Empty your hands of anything you bring to the table other than your filth, your sin, your offense against a holy God. Lift that up to Him and say, this is what I have to offer is all my wrongdoings, all my filth. Will you take that out of my hands so my hands are now empty? And then will you fill my hands with a gift that I did nothing to earn, but I'd like very much? Receive. Put yourself in the place of someone who has nothing to offer, only to gain by Christ and His sacrifice for you. Receive the gift, treasure the gift, enjoy the gift, delight in the gift, play with the gift, treasure the gift. Father, thank You that You are the ultimate giver of every good thing. Thank You that You have given the inestimable gift of Your only begotten Son to take my place, to hang on a wooden cross, to be crucified an excruciating death, but even more horrific, to carry there my guilt, my shame, my sin before the eyes and the full wrath of a righteous, holy, just Father who must punish wrongdoing. You took that for me, Jesus. I want to say thank You, and thank You that You've paid the price in full. There's nothing I could contribute. Help us by your Holy Spirit to appreciate the gift, to recognize the depth of the riches of the mercy of God, to have the strength, spiritual capacity to grasp what is the length and width and height and depth of the love of Christ that knows no limit. Thank you. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of the once for all sacrifice that paid our price in full. Thank you. What a treasure we hold in our hearts today, Jesus, having been forgiven of every wrong, clothed in your perfect righteousness, loved with an everlasting love. We stand broken, we stand humbled, we stand amazed. What a giving, good, gracious God you are. Thank you for freely forgiving my sins, because there is nothing I could do. I am in a position of utter and complete hopeless despair without your sovereign intervention into my situation. Thank you for doing everything that was necessary to set me free from my sin. Set me free to worship and enjoy your presence today. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus' body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash you clean. Drink.